Yeah, it's just the two of
in
us
the room.
That are
we
that
have
are in the
five
room.
members. Yeah.
Oh, you do have the whole band now?
Yeah, we have a whole band. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I was digging through your Facebook today, and it said that you were still looking for a bassist and a drummer.
Those posts were from forever ago.
Yeah. No, in your about section, you're gonna want to update it.
Jason
Facilitation, not the band page.
Yeah.
Right on. No,
the band page about we have to update.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That is your job.
Sorry.
Well, man, it's crazy. Like, just keeping up with content is like a full-time job almost. It's insane.
Oh yeah.
But
our favorite thing to do is like break away from like serious conversations that we'll be having and be like, is this content?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So where are the members located? You guys are in Ohio right now, is that right?
Every other one of them is in Ohio, but okay. We're except for Vanna. Vanna lives in Michigan.
What's the distance between the two states?
6 hours. Well, five.
That's
hours.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Yeah. You mean flying or driving?
Oh, I take the Greyhound.
Yeah, okay, yeah. 5 hours isn't too bad then.
We'll be taking the train in the future, though, because there's more legroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And super quick flight if that ever became an option. Yeah.
Yo, on the bright side, dude, you can't see the patchiness on the cheeks, on my beard. Everything just looks full. From this camera perspective. From the lighting, it looks like I have a full beard. Yeah.
Yeah, I always use lower camera quality because I'm an ugly person. It makes me look better. Sweet. So you guys have...
is our video coming through clearly, though?
Yeah, it's good now. It was bad before, but now it's all right.
Word. All right.
Yeah, it's workable at least. So do you guys have any tours planned, or are you still just like working on getting the tracks down?
We are going to Iceland next year. Yeah, we're going from August, I believe it's the 17th through the 21st that we're going to be there. We're traveling on the 17th. We're traveling there on the 17th. And then leaving the 21st.
We're trying to add dates, though, as we go, potentially with more venues.
Yeah.
Right.
And if we build enough hype and publicity behind us, then we'll try to extend it into, like, a European tour. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Going country to country in Europe, just hanging out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, 4 or 5 day sprints through different countries.
So yeah. Are you going on a bill with another band's tour, or are you guys planning like a DIY tour?
Well, it is DIY, but we aren't the headlining band.
Right.
Beneath Black Sails is the band that's headlining. They're a very, very good friend of mine, Sammy Clifford.
Yeah, great dude.
Mm-hmm. Great dude, fantastic person. Beneath Black Sails
funny
is his band.
Shit,
yeah,
too.
He's
always
hysterical.
Always
right.
But yeah, he's planning the tour. It was his idea. So he brought us in, well, he brought in Pheromone, which is another Ohio band, and they were interested in it, and Wes, their vocalist, asked him if he was going to reach out to us, and as soon as Sammy messaged me, I screenshot everything, sent information to the band chat, and I was like, we need to confirm this tonight. Like, we need to make this decision right now, because if we think about it too much, we're not going to be able to follow through with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the way that we do our entire creative process is we have to do this right now or else we're going to forget it or we're going to overthink it.
Yeah, even beyond that, it comes down to even if we don't, we're not positive if we can do it, we say we will definitely do it and then we work as hard as we can to make sure that we do.
Yeah,
we hold ourselves to a very, very high standard. We don't fuck around. Like, that's what I say to people who ask about our music and ask about how do we manage to put out content creation? Like, how do we manage to put out content creation as parents and as people with full-time jobs? And
so spread apart.
It's spread apart. You know, all of us are 5 hours from each other, from me to Vanna, and everybody else is in between. It's a straight line upward.
Yeah.
So, you know, people ask those questions all the time, like, how can you create solid content? How are you doing so much marketing? And everything just boils down to personal networking. You know, we started out whenever I was brought into this project by all of the former members who have either left or, you know, had conflicting schedules and weren't able to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Ever since that, when I was brought in, we had 150 likes on our page. And did you just? Okay. We had 150 likes on our page. And from the time that I started to 2 weeks later, whenever we dropped the Reaper of Divinity teaser, we had only bumped up to like 180, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then whenever we dropped the teaser for the first song, it shot up. 656, I think. It was over 500 likes from that video alone because we were picked up by Deathcore Snobs and Sick Breakdowns. Both shared us.
And then 1 week later, or 2 weeks later, tops, and the Rift teaser dropped, and we knocked over the 1,100
mark. Yep.
Nice.
And upon Reaper's full release, we shot from, I think it was somewhere in the 600, like the high 600, to over 1,000 off of our debut release, which I'm not going to lie, that's very impressive. And all of our reach has been entirely organic. We put a couple ads behind Reaper,
yeah.
But our paid reach was 460 people, and our organic reach was 8,700. So...
Right, and you've got a fair amount of followers yourself, just on your Facebook page, yeah.
Yeah, crazy. And a lot of my personal following has been very instrumental to our rise, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
they have been very vocal. They have been very expressive about what they want and the things that they want to hear and the content that they want from us, and that allows us to better cater to our audience. You know what I mean? And I'm grateful for any and all support that we've gotten, everything, even if it's just a share, you know, even if it's just commenting on the video and tagging one of your friends and being like, yo, this is sick, you know, or whatever, or be like, yo, like, this sucks, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're bringing it to the forefront, then we're okay with it.
Speaking of the, hey, this sucks kind of comments, constructive criticism, I'd like to take a moment since you're live or whatever, or maybe not live, but with you, we had a little bit of controversy right out the gate.
Uh-huh.
There was an issue where we all thought, especially me, thought it would be a great idea to start crowdfunding right out the gate. We had a lot of people that were very interested in content just based on the talent of a couple of members that they knew. And to hear that much feedback, content, without the means to create it, we said, well, let's ask the fans that are asking for content for the money to fund the content we want.
Yeah.
And we got shit on right out the gate.
It was...
We posted that link for the Kickstarter, and all we heard was, you don't have one song up.
Ooh.
How fucking dare you ask for money?
Right. Well, I shared it, but I didn't think it was a big deal to ask, you know?
Right, well, no, we agree, and it shouldn't have been, but we got chewed up and spat back out, and the big consensus was, let's give it some time and show people what we're worth before we ask for donations.
Yeah,
I guess so. You know, we're trying our hardest to pump out content, and we'll do it until people think we're worthy of purchasing our content from us.
Right.
And we've had people buy our songs, you know, our song, I should say. that was close.
Singular.
Our singular song that we have released, we've had people buy it, we've had people stream it, we've had people share it, we've had big names pick it up and be like, hey, this is something you should listen to. We had Austin Dickey review it from For the Likes of You, and also he's a very well-known YouTuber. We have had Chris Blair, the original vocalist of As Blood Runs Black, review it and give us positive feedback on the track.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time what, dude? The reason that I'm a vocalist, the reason that I do what I do, and he listened to it, and he was like, dude, this shit is fucking fire.
That must feel really good. Yeah.
I'm going to have Eddie Berrigan on a track from I Magnified.
Yeah, he's fucking sick.
Organ donor, God's here.
And like you were saying with Chris giving us feedback, I never thought in my entire life that I as an individual would get to the point where I could send somebody a friend request and they would go through this vetting process with me and determine that I am worthy of being part of their life because of my relevance to the music scene. You know what I mean? And that's crazy to me. Like, my friends and my followers and just people who are interested in what I have to say mean the world.
Yeah, well, that's super validating right there, man. That's great.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
There's a humbling effect to being heard and being appreciated.
Definitely. 100%. I never thought in a million years. I posted a status the other day that was, if you would have told me a year, 2 years ago, that I would be in the position that I'm in right now, I would have laughed in your face and told you to fuck off.
Wait till you start doing live show, guys. You're just going to be netting in the fans like crazy, just like fishing them in. Like,
we hope to be that way.
The other day we laughed so hard that our faces were hurting for a good half an hour or so, and I just think that it's going to be like that all through her, and our fans are going to make it even harder, and it's going to hurt so much, and I'm going to have the worst motherfucking crow's feet my life. Just
And that's what's so important is Saw, we have this family sense behind our fan base, you know, the hashtag and the everybody's just Saw gang, you know, and everybody's excited about it. And that is what we strive for. You know, we don't want to be like, we're the musicians in the band, so we're too good to talk to you like some people. I'm not going to name drop, but you know who you are.
Yeah.
It's important to engage.
Yeah.
People want to hear from us personally, not just from Sodomize. They want to hear from Mason. They want to hear from Vanna. They want to hear from Damon and Chase and Relish. They want to know what we're up to. They want to hear from us. They want to ask us questions that are aimed at us as members, not at the band.
As a whole.
Yeah.
And that's what we're so focused on, and I'm so focused on personally. I don't care if we never sell out shows. I don't care if we never have one single successful run of merch. I don't care about any of that. I want to put out music that helps people, and I want to be a positive force in the scene that has become so vile, you know?
Exactly.
And
there's nothing more powerful than creating a community, but it's also really fulfilling.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Exactly. And we see the tags where people put us in videos or in notifications that are like, yo, who's your favorite release this year? And they'll tag us, and they'll link our song, and people will check it out.
We love you.
And we love every single one of you. It's unbelievable. The opportunities that have opened up just for me personally, this is excluding the band, because the band is doing some fucking crazy shit, dude. Just for me personally, the fact that people are reaching out to me and saying, hey, listen, I've been following you for 3 years now. I've watched you start from the bottom and really, you know, have nothing, and then to have come into your own, and with this band, you know, I would really love for you to do vocals on this song, or I would really love to talk to you sometime, or do vocal lessons, or anything of that nature. Whenever people reach out to me, I smile like a fucking idiot for hours, because it's the best feeling in the world. The fact that I have made such an impact in somebody's life that they feel that they can talk to me freely, and that's what it's about. It's, I'm just a person. I'm just a human being. You know, that's all I am. I'm a guy that yells at shit for a band, you know?
He's not a human.
Yeah. I'm a biological anomaly. I can lick my elbow. For example.
Watch this. I can lick his elbow too, but I won't.
How do you deal with the time management aspect of having a job, a family, and trying to do your music?
You want to go first?
Man, it's not easy. I'm lucky to have such an amazing kid's mom. My daughter's mother is just the best.
Right.
She kills it in every aspect. And I don't need to do a lot. And I pay for preschool, and I hang out with her on the weekends, and we have a great time. And aside from that, I am just working my ass off at my job, and I'm writing licks, and I'm writing riffs, and I'm writing leads, and I'm composing, and I'm doing my side stuff, and I'm working on a main project, Giant Leeches. Mason's going to be in vocal position. We're looking at Chase, the drummer for Sodomize, as potentially taking over for drums on Giant Leeches as well, if it comes down to it.
Well, that's efficient there. Yeah.
Time-consuming.
Definitely. And for me, from my side of things, I don't get a break from the kids. You know, we don't. the parents, their respective fathers aren't involved with their lives or in any way, and that really, it gave me a huge position to fill at 21 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I walk into this scenario and I'm like, you know, I have people that depend on me. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and it goes outside of the music and outside of, you know, my social media presence and things of that nature. Those are all things that people depend on me for, you know? And I'm spread so thin all the time. Yeah. If I'm not working on something for Saw, I'm writing lyrics for another project. Or I'm setting up phrasing for a guest spot. Or I'm giving vocal lessons. Or I'm at my job. Or I'm taking care of my kids. Or I'm cooking dinner. You know, it's those things. I don't have time to just do me. You know what I mean? And I haven't really had that chance to just, like, be away for any period of time. Ever since I joined Saw, everything went from 100% of my time being taken up to 150% of my time mm-hmm. being taken up. If it's, you know, content creation for the band, you know, game streaming and stuff like that. You know, you may think that, like, oh, yeah, he's streaming video games. He's just chilling, having a good time. But
the multitasker, bro.
You're kind of grinding, everything. Though.
Yeah, I'm managing the stream, and I'm clipping and adding stream markers, and I'm networking on my personal account and talking to everyone and interacting.
We bring fans into the party chat and invite them to games and mm-hmm. have a good time with them and stuff and talk about music, talk about the game and life.
And make a lot of offensive jokes.
It's been my specialty, man, for like 3 years. It was a little rocky at first because, like, a lot of my friends, like, I'm in British Columbia, Canada. It's super, super liberal, and that's great. That's why I moved here. But, yeah, the hyper-offensive jokes don't go so well.
Right. And we have sort of tried to show some of that on our personal, you know, our band pages. Like, you know, look, like, there's a time and a place to be offensive, and there's a time and a place to not be offensive.
Yeah.
And we need to understand that things that are comedy only in certain places, only at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that can be said in one group of people that can't be said in another. You know, and we
there's
want...
things that can be said on a public forum that can't be said on a public forum.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. And also, I found over time, like, once people realized, like, I was being satirical, I got less flack, you know? And now I get nothing.
Right.
Yeah, now I get no arguments at all, so.
And a lot of people that know me, that follow the band, understand mm-hmm. my humor and my, you know, my general sense of, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
I do what I want. Attitude, you know? And that's another thing that's important is you have to build a following that isn't going to get mad at you because they don't understand you're human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We are 100% transparent.
Yeah.
We are, yeah.
And it's the only way to be. And you have to look at everything on a grayscale.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It's impossible to decipher, like, to decide what's right and wrong in humor.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
definitely.
Totally. Yeah.
What floats one person's boat is going to upset somebody else.
Yeah, that's why I'm extremely, like, pro-free speech, but also pro-respect. It's a good balance, right? It's like...
Yeah, definitely, 100%. That's a great summarization.
Carrie, you and I spoke on trans folk deciding, you know, who can say what and when, who can call me what they want.
And
that was a really respectful conversation. And you stood your ground, and, you know, I understand and respect your beliefs.
That took some work, man. I've been much less couth before, and, like, I've had to, you know, learn things myself to even get to that level of the debate, right? So.
Right. Well, it's important to ask questions, and it's important to figure things out on your own, too.
Yeah, totally. But pro-respect is a big... bridging point between communities that, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you make a joke that offends somebody, apologize for offending them, but carry on as usual.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? there are definitely certain moments where you're like, man, like, you shouldn't have said that. You know, like, we fucked up.
But the people we offend also have the option to ignore. And right. They have the option to drag us through the mud and slander. And the people who don't believe the slander, they won't.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we make choices.
Mm-hmm. And if you're not coming from a place of hate, then it's a good thing, you know.
Exactly.
By
exactly.
The end of the day.
Right.
Yeah, like, I watched a video on YouTube today where these guys tried to say Seinfeld was hyper-offensive because of the premises of the jokes and stuff. But, like, Seinfeld is a show where you're laughing at how horrible and egotistical these characters are. And
yeah.
And just like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, like, they, like, insinuate rape on the boat. I don't know if you guys have seen the show before, but he's like, you gotta get chicks on a boat because it's like, the insinuation is they can't say no or whatever. Like, that's hyper offensive, but it's offensive because you're supposed to find that person horrible and laugh at them. That's like, you know. Yeah, so
I feel that. One of my favorite shows is 30 Rock, and they're constantly the most offensive
the
race.
Worst people ever, yeah.
Terrible, but it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I just power watched that with my girlfriend. It's actually hilarious, man. Jack is my favorite character. He's like,
absolutely.
He's like, please give me sight. I need to know what to do. And he's like looking at a picture of Jesus, but he reaches behind it and picks up like a picture of Richard Nixon, is it? Which president is it? Yeah, it's Nixon. Yeah. I don't know. It's a good show.
I've not seen it, so I can't weigh in on this.
Oh, you need to, though. But anyway,
I've pretty much finished Netflix.
Beat it. You got all the achievements.
Yeah.
Achievement 100%. You have no life, you virgin.
Yeah.
Xbox 360. Get me on Xbox One first. You can get an achievement for Netflix. You have to watch 72 hours of it or something like that in a month.
That's crazy.
And you got, I can't remember.
Yeah. Dude, did you apply for the world record of longest scream or something?
I did.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
I have since been in contact with Beheading the Traitor. You might know them. They're like a marketing group, media group, essentially, for, you know, small-time bands on YouTube and various other places of publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And they have reached out to me and have been very curious about the entire process and, you know, the longest scream ever recorded, which that's got some nuts behind it, you know what I mean? The longest metal scream ever recorded. But as of right now, I don't know a single person that can do what I do.
Yeah, no, and that's a great talking point for your band and for your personal whatever. Like,
right.
Yeah.
And I'm not even interested in the personal side. You know, yeah. I'm a record holding vocalist, or I will be a record holding vocalist. Okay. Whatever.
Right.
Like, that doesn't bother me. My favorite thing about it is I can be like, hey, like, I'm a world record holding vocalist. You should go check out my band because they're pretty sick.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean?
He just wants it for the resume.
You can meme it. You can meme it too. Totally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, imagine how long I can be pussy straight if I can scream.
Suck dick in a hot tub all day.
Oh.
I can hold my breath for 2.5 minutes underwater. Oh,
that's
great.
2.5 minutes? I panic after 30 seconds. Fuck. Oh my god.
That's a clip. That's a fucking clip. Fuck your dick,
but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait. And the cooking edible show. That's also a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for that to roll out.
I have decided on the first thing that I'm going to make. It's a loaded sloppy joes, and I'm going to be doing a live video of the whole process on the Sodomize page, and then I'm going to also be doing, like, before and after pictures. That's going to be exciting. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a blast doing that.
Yeah.
But no, with the record attempt, Beheading the Traitor is very interested in, you know, getting my story and making an entire, like, series out of it and doing a documentary. mm-hmm. and following me from start to finish. And Taylor, I had an hour and a half long phone call with him, I think it was yesterday, and he's just the sweetest person, like, in the world. He was so kind, and he was so giving, and he was so interested, genuinely, in me.
So which guy is Taylor?
I'm sorry?
Which guy is Taylor?
Taylor is the one without the face tattoos.
Okay.
For beheading the traitor.
Yeah.
It's Taylor and Dean that I've been in contact with.
Right.
And Taylor is the one that I spent the time on the phone with. And he is just absolutely, absolutely a sweetheart. And he was like, if there's any way that we can do this to help you and to make this better for you, let us know. And let us know what we can do to help. And I essentially told him that, like, I need help with actually getting Guinness to come here to review it. You know what I mean? And he gave me a list of things that I needed to do, and he was like, if you need help with it financially, we can do that. He's just been unbelievable. And them as an agency is someone that I would recommend to anyone that's looking to get their start in the music community.
So how long can you hold a scream for?
As of right now, my record recorded, like, on a song is 1 minute, 2 seconds. My longest scream ever is 1 minute, 17 seconds.
Yeah, that's insane.
And I haven't been attempting to do the super long screams for four months now. 4 months now is the last time that I tried, and it was 1 minute, 2. I cracked, 38 seconds for Ligma?
Oh, God, I can't remember. It was intense.
It was over 30 seconds today, and it was my first scream of the day, and I nailed it perfectly.
If you practice it every day, you could probably get it, like, pushing close to 130. 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Supposedly, the biological limit of what someone, like, the continuous amount of time someone can make a sound is 1 minute and 36 seconds.
Oh, really?
I'm only 20 seconds off of that, so if I lost, like, 20 pounds,
hey, wait, there's an exercise with a lot of wind instruments that utilizes pushing air while you're breathing in through your nose.
Circular breathing. I need to learn how to do that.
Because then you can go for 6, 8, 9 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're reading a 40-minute long, I could go and hold the 10-minute long scream.
Yeah. that's with minimal work on breath control, with minimal effort, with minimal, you know, and that's not
going to take like a year of training.
Yeah, that's not for me to say that I'm like super good at, you know, everything, but I will get there. You know, I want to bypass what is biologically impossible, you know. And reasonably enough, at 1 minute and 17 seconds at 236 pounds and 5'10", mm-hmm. I'm doing really well for myself. And I also have asthma, so that's another inhibiting factor.
Yeah. You mentioned you were 21 when you started being a part of kids' lives, right? Like raising kids.
Yes.
How old are you now?
I was 20.
Oh, how old are you now?
I'm 21.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
My birthday was November 28th.
Yeah. You're young, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
You're doing, yeah, well, do what you do. If you're doing this well right now, by the time you're 30, you'll be crushing it with what you want to do, not what you have to. Yeah.
Right. And,
that's crazy.
And, you know, with being a part of the kids' lives, Daphne's 10, Ophelia's 4. So they're, you know, we get weird looks in public.
Right. No, man, but that's commendable. It's a good mission to take on, and it's also very fulfilling. Yeah.
They're the light of my life. I love and would fight and die for those kids. And same with Brittany. Brittany has put up with so much bullshit being with me and being with an active musician, and I mean, shout out to her, dude. Shout out to my girlfriend. She's fucking amazing. Like, she's down to earth. She's level headed. She always knows what we need to do. She's very hot.
And she makes good food. I've seen the posts.
Oh, she makes banger food. Makes banger food.
Right on.
We can make meat roll-ups tomorrow.
It's always nice when you have a girlfriend or a partner in general who doesn't give you a hard time for being busy.
What is it?
Oh, it's nice when you have a partner who doesn't give you a hard time for being super busy. It's relieving.
It's very refreshing, you know. And I have really stepped back away from like the gaming side of the content creation in the past week to, you know, help clean up around the house and help, you know, do things. Because if I don't, my 24 hours of every day is blocked out for me before I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are things that I just have to do, you know, every single day, day in and day out. And I do it. And I haven't slept 8 hours in – last night was the first time I've slept 8 hours in –
months,
5.5 weeks.
Yeah,
the last time.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
So you know, well, and I went from like being a temp hire at my warehouse to they're about to hire me on full time, bump my pay, et cetera, and I'm gonna be floor captain, which is like, there's like in the totem pole, like there's temps, there's full hires, there's floor captain, or there's floor assistant, there's floor captain. Then, you know, the leads or whatever, you know, as it progressively goes up. But for me to have started out here and less than 6 months later be up here, I'm doing pretty good.
You know?
I work for a company called Lululemon Athletica. I work in their warehouse in the receiving department. So I throw heavy ass boxes all day.
Yeah. That's sweet, man. And, yeah, that time management is the hardest part, really. So, What I miss? Was it a meme?
No, we were tagged in a post.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
Can you read it out loud to you? Can you?
No, we can see it clearly on my end. That's sweet, guys.
Yeah. What a sweet.
It was our drummer. He was tagging us in a post, thanking us for, you know, coming to hang out.
Him and Bryson were so kind.
Oh my God!
Such good folks, and Bryson killed it on recording.
Bryson,
are they all as young as you guys? Are you guys all in your young 20s? Like,
yeah, we're all in our 20s.
28.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 28 too. Yeah.
I'll be 35 next year.
I'm the youngest member of the band by I think three years.
I almost never caught that.
I know, yeah. I noticed.
Yeah. That almost slipped past me. Yeah, no, like sometimes when I think that I'm almost 30, I'm like, fuck, am I too old to be like doing this music shit? But no, man, just keep trucking.
You're never too old.
Corpse Grinder's like 87.
Yeah. The 88-year-old death metal drummer.
All right, Corpse Grinder, we love you if you hear this.
Shouts out to you. I love you. I suck the headbang because of you. Listen to my band.
Sodomize Official. YouTube.com/sodomizeofficial.
Yeah, and put your GoFundMe back up. Fuck all the haters. Just do it.
We're going to. We're going to create an actual, like, we're going to create a direct to PayPal link.
Yeah.
So that whenever people send us money, it goes directly to band funds, you know, and directly to, you know, something that we use to pay for merch.
Let's mention content.
What about content?
Content.
What about it?
Oh, okay. So, should I talk about it? Because this is going to drop. When is this video dropping?
Christ. Probably, like, tomorrow night or the next day.
Okay, well, we will have released it by then.
We either will have just released a song
or
yesterday or a couple hours ago, or we are about to release a new single.
There you go.
We have decided to go away from our limit.
We're not writing an EP right now, is essentially what he's getting at.
One song a month.
We are experimenting with sound. We are experimenting with genres, phrasing, songwriting, structure, vocal patterns.
We're just having a good time.
We're just really trying to figure out where our sound lies and what the fans want the best based on what we can give. Not just what the fans want and keep giving them that, but what we're capable of that the fans will also like.
Yeah.
You know, we're just finding
finding that balance of sound, but we will be releasing content at a steady rate.
So literally we've got, there was, all right, can we say the name? Should we even say the name of it?
The song is called Ligma Balls.
It's not called Ligma Balls. It's just called Ligma.
It's called Ligma, parentheses, no words. we got the song back from our guitarist today, and
Ligma was a placeholder name because we gave him Ligma.
Yeah, because so hard. This song is hard.
Right.
Like, hard, hard. I'm talking like hard.
Sweet, like baby arm hard.
Like hard. But like, but no, we decided that instead of releasing it as like a super serious thing, we're gonna go with the working title and we're gonna release a song that has no words.
No words.
But
there will be a lyric video though.
There will be a lyric video. Later on. But it had no words.
There are
no lyrics. Yeah. Like, there's one part where it sounds like I say there are snails everywhere, but that's
snails
the closest
everywhere.
Bit of lyrics.
They're everywhere.
So it's just focusing on the extent of screaming you can do? Like, is it lengthy screaming? Is that what?
Yeah.
It
really just a giant dick flex. That's all it is.
Yeah.
We listen to the trap thing, the movie rap song.
No words by Hobson.
No words by Hobson.
Oh, yeah. Hobson's good, man.
I went to the doctor. He looked at my ticket. He said I got rabies. Yeah.
At least back in the day, I haven't heard that. But like back when Wolfgang was first coming up, Hobson had some good songs. Yeah.
Definitely, man. A fucking amazing artist.
I'd like to really hear like a genty metal trap thing. It's so doable.
We're actually talking to a friend of mine that is at my work. He's a rap artist in the local area, and he's got hella local clout. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about bringing him on a song with us, making like a jumpy 808 style song, you know, like Volumes, Architects, etc., like that jumpy, you know, happy genty shit, you know, Attila fucking Emir, you know, trying to fuse all of that in there with having
like really pretty
Death
Chorus, oh my god,
yeah.
To fuse those genres and really create something that is different and unique and exceptional. We don't half-ass, that's for sure.
If we can go to Russian faith, like Country USA, band sodomized on Black and Deathcore.
Nice.
Oh, we're
in Russia.
We're in Russia, bro.
We're in Russia.
We're on BK. Yo.
Yeah, man.
Okay. That's right of passage. It is. Hell yeah. And
wait, what was it? Was it like a Facebook page or something? Was it a channel?
The Russian equivalent of Facebook is VK.
Okay.
It's a social media app that, you know, Russians use, etc. And we're on it.
Wait, let's talk about this. I've never heard of this. What is this VK shit?
Somebody posted a single to it.
Yeah, somebody posted a single to it.
Okay.
I'll bet Carol heard it.
Yo, what if? Or Jack Simmons.
Or Jack Simmons.
Jack Simmons probably is more likely because he's super active on my social media.
Hey, no.
Right, can anyone get an account on VK or do you have to be in Russia?
I think anybody can get an account on VK.
Huh. There you go.
None of them has been it, I can assure you.
Yeah.
I just got the message and he was real shocked.
Yeah. Well, I guess unless you can type Russian, it's kind of pointless.
Remember, no Russian.
No Russian.
No Russian. That's a Modern Warfare 2 reference for everybody out there that's watching.
Wait, it's what? It's a what reference?
It's a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 reference.
Oh.
There's a mission in Modern Warfare 2 that was super controversial and was talked about for years. Where
they
shot up an airport.
Yeah.
And before the mission started, your boss or whatever goes, "Remember, no Russian." And then the doors open and you start shooting people. Like,
you couldn't pretend to be like you had to pretend
right.
You were Russian.
Yeah.
So holy that they shit. Didn't know it was an American-based sleeper cell operation. Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah, no, I heard about that a few times, and I listened to a. Have you ever heard of Opie and Anthony? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard that name. Are they podcast?
Well, they're like the fathers of. Well, some of the fathers of the podcast. They were like had the first. Talk radio show sort of that was on terrestrial radio, And then they ended up being on SiriusXM, but they're like super shock jocks, and they got fired for doing like hyper offensive things like repeatedly, and they would get rehired by another company because every time they did something really bad, you know, they would get more famous.
If Bully 3 doesn't bring a gun to school, I'm going to be really disappointed. EA better get on their fucking pout game.
You know what? I was going somewhere with the Opie and Anthony thing, and I completely forgot. Whatever.
You were talking about that Bully 3.
Yeah, the joke was good, and then... gone.
The content game is too strong.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm totally cutting that out. The content game is too strong. That's going to be a little clip of this podcast.
That's okay. I'm cool with whatever, bro.
Yeah. Sweet. So when did you guys meet?
Facebook.
Yeah. I said when though.
Two years ago,
a year and a half, 2 years ago, maybe.
Well, in person today.
Yesterday.
Crazy! Holy shit.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys just met. Wow.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show the power of the modern day of music, the like internet, and the internet. Yeah, exactly. Crazy. It's insane.
Social media, bro. Rule 34 is one of my favorite things.
Yes.
It kind of binds us all.
It does.
All right. Carry
you say rule 34?
Yeah. If it exists.
I don't know what that is.
There is internet in it on the fourth.
I need it explained to me. I'm trying to...
That's why I got the infinity screen.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm trying to fix my my audio here.
Sorry.
No, be sorry.
There is internet of the porn.
No, yeah, I'm talking about how good internet is, and then I have to fix my audio.
No, we were actually talking about how good the porn is.
Yeah, the porn.
Oh, the porn. Oh, God. The porn.
Oh, the porn.
Yeah, well... I got to learn sex through a little screen as a child, and it was amazing. Yeah, I like porn. I'm pro porn. It's great.
I got to learn sex on a 38-inch TV at my grandparents' when Skinamax came on at 3 a.m. when I was 11.
Oh, I hope grandma's asleep.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm getting warm.
That joke was too hot.
No, for some reason, thought of me jerking off.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wasn't a fat piece of shit, I wouldn't be wearing this shirt right now, bro.
Hey. Wait, what'd you say? 230? Was that what you said, pounds?
I'm 5'10", and last time I weighed myself, I was 228.
228, so, yeah. You're not a fat piece of shit.
Broad.
I used to be 6'2", 275 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Now I'm 6'2", 175 pounds.
Holy
Jesus
shit.
Christ.
Yeah. I'm even less than that, actually. I'm 5'11", but I'm only like 140 pounds. I'm a small dude. Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's not even that I'm, like, fat all over. Like, it's just my gut. Like, my gut's big, and that's it. I'm just a broad individual.
Yeah. I was going to say, you don't look like a fat dude. You look big, but not fat.
Like,
yeah.
Like, the shirt hangs off. Like.
Yeah.
But.
Maybe if I meet you in person, I'll get to see you. see that
see
belly.
Like a bear.
I'm shaped like a bear. Yeah. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not fat, but he's not skinny.
Yeah.
Like, stocky. I'm built like a pit bull.
Smoke break.
Yeah.
I got a one for the pitch.
That's why I like doing this pre-recorded, because I get to edit out all this, anything in between. You know, there's a beauty in live because you get more reach, but after a long day of laboring, I'm okay with not being live.
I just took the fattest dab ever.
I saw that.
I got the strongest dream, dude. It's just like.
Yeah, I think I'm going to actually quit smoking cigarettes and quit smoking weed soon. And I'm just going to use vapes and dabs and stuff. Because, like, I've been smoking tobacco since I was like 14, man. And I can feel it hardcore. Like, I'm way too young to have the lungs that I do right now.
I smoked for 6 years before I switched to vaping, and I can hold a scream for over a minute, so I think you're all right.
Yeah, yeah, I'll be all right, but it's always good to quit tobacco, I think. That's a, that's a useless thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nicotine's the only fun part, really. Like,
and it's like
everything else about it fucking sucks.
Fertation is all right, too.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about smoking tobacco is that you don't even get high or anything. You just get cranky when you don't have it, you know?
Right. That's what sucks.
Yeah.
About it, baby.
And, like,
facts.
Yeah, yeah. And smokes are $15 a pack Canadian here, good smokes. And if you think about that, like, I'll smoke a pack a day. It's pretty much $600 a month. That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
That's retarded. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's absolutely ignorant, bro.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
that's a car. That's a car or like a mortgage or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Or just more time for music, and like that's less work even there that I would have to do technically.
Kids, don't fucking smoke.
This bottle of vape juice that I have is 100 milliliters, and it's $18, and it lasts me 2 weeks.
What?
Also, don't vape until you're 18, okay?
Yeah, maybe don't even vape.
Yeah, I don't care if that legal age is 13 or 18 or 21
or however
it's
old.
It's always unhealthy for you. Drink
maybe just stay away from nicotine, period. And if you're already on it, then switch to a vape.
Stay away from it, period.
Right.
Hey, boys, I'll never get my period.
She's doing the China thing. It means I'm straight. I'm good.
So how long do you guys have together?
How long do we have together?
Yeah, like how long are you guys hanging out for?
Oh, until 3 tomorrow. I got to be at the station.
Right. That must have been nice, though, after working together for a while, finally getting to talk in person. Definitely. Yeah, yeah, that's tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the fucking suck some dick. Yeah, it was a good
time. Oh man, you have no idea.
Saw a gangbang.
Oh my god.
That's
You know, you guys. No, you guys are gonna take off fast, man. With that little community thing you have already got going, like the Saw Gang, and the humor you can surround that with. And the name of the band is humorous and kind of a shitpost in itself. I love it, man.
Right.
It's great. Great branding. Yeah.
Everything I do is to make people smile, man, in one way or another. Smile or stank face. I don't give a fuck which.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny. Do you cruise gent shitposting the group on Facebook often?
I do not. I don't peruse groups. I don't have time to peruse groups.
Oh, this is worth it. And you could kind of like get more followers by making good posts in there. Just sharing your intellectual shit posts.
Ligma would do so well.
Ligma would do great, man.
Yeah, that's a shit post. Yeah, it's a flex.
Is the most perfect combo of my pride and
like it's just.
So, that's killer, man.
But yeah, like, there's just so much cool shit happening. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much, you know.
Do you guys think if you got hit up by a talent agent, would you go to a record label, or are you more interested in, like, a DIY approach?
Let me answer that real quick. I would much prefer DIY of any type. time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be afraid to scope out a label in the late future.
Right. My thing is, if a label gives us an offer that
be a good contract.
That we read and we have the legal team go over, and they're like, yeah, like, we can't find anything wrong with this, but you guys are getting handed something that's too good to be true. But it is true. Then we'd be like...
I just want control over our own content.
Right.
Once we lose control over what we're writing and what we're saying and what we're laughing at and what we're wearing and who we're playing and who we're playing for, enough. Like, when my contract reads anything telling me what I have to play or write or sing about, like...
Right. Fuck that. There's no way.
I hand it back to them.
Yep.
That's sweet. You know, that never used to be an option, hey? Like, that's the sweet thing about this time in existence. Like,
I know you could.
Those record labels had you by the balls. Like, that was how you got distributed. That was how you got heard. Like, now we have the internet. Now you just need work ethic and good marketing and networking.
If you're watching this, we're on your level, but fuck labels.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. And even the labels you think you can trust, you can't.
Right.
I don't want to name drop labels, so yeah, I'm not gonna. But not look at examples like an unnamed label who takes a band that and you get very used to their sound and they sound the same for two or three albums and then all of a sudden they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem too, and that's the label going out of their way to make this band into something they never intended to be.
And it makes more work, more people that you have to run everything through, so it's more stress. Yeah.
I mean, I shitpost so fucking much. If we keep control of our social media, cool.
It's like, hard.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how many notifications I just ignore on my personal shit? Like I'm just like, oh, I text, I don't have time, like I'm at work, and I'm talking to the band as well. Like, I've got work stuff and band stuff, and my kid's mom is hitting me up, and that's enough for me. I don't have time for other shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's not good to spread yourself too thin. I've been bad for that, and it took me a while to kind of learn that lesson. You can't do it too much. You can't.
As of right now, I'm chilling in 3 active bands.
Mm-hmm.
I have 9 guest spots that I've been requested to do that I am waiting to receive either payment for or lyrics for.
Yeah.
I have this podcast. I should be doing one with Ray Rasmussen here soon for Beheading the Traitor. I have, shouts out to Ray.
Yeah.
I love you, Ray!
Can we just take a second?
Ray's talk the most about insightful Ray. Motherfucker.
We can do an hour on Ray.
I'm okay with that.
I can
agree
on it myself. That's the
problem.
No, Raymond's amazing. Go ahead.
Raymond is single-handedly my most looked up to individual that I've ever interacted with. He is insightful. He's kind. He's willing to help. He has done more for Sodomize behind the scenes than anyone will ever know. I got into contact with Beheading the Traitor because of Ray, because he believed in me. He sent you to me.
Yeah, exactly. He hooked us up, yeah.
There's no way that I would be in half of the position that I am if it weren't for Ray, and shouts out to him, bro. He is a godsend in every sense of the term. He is the best overall individual that I've ever encountered in my entire life. So, shouts out to him. We love you, Ray.
Ray, you're incredible.
Yeah, with our entire heart. Thank you.
Yep. I'm on board with that. Dude, in like 5 years, he's going to be like 100 to like 300,000 followers for sure. Like,
right.
That's my prediction. But I just...
He deserves every bit of attention that he gets.
People, he's riding a wave, and he's doing it honestly and with like the best advice he can possibly provide to people. And there's like no bullshit. And like his Facebook page is a gold mine, an absolute gold mine. Yeah,
absolutely, 100%. He's a legend.
He's a legend in the making, that's for sure.
He's going to be the most influential person in music and things.
I think he's going to pull up big things. I think between Am I allowed to? Yeah, he's talked about it a lot. Urio Space, man. When he drops Urio Space, it's going to be beautiful.
Social media positions.
We won't talk about it for him, but it's going to be really nifty. Keep on the lookout for Urio Space by Raymond Rasmussen.
And he's also really just follow him in general. If you are in a band or if you want to learn marketing.
Follow follow his professional page. You know, get all of the information that you can out of that man.
Oh,
he
dude.
He is a legend.
He had an idea. It had been requested of him that he take all of his musicians' posts and make a book and sell it. I was like, dude, I would totally buy that. Not only would I buy that, I would buy it and have it in the background of every video somewhere and point to it in every video and promote it. Like, that's how much I believe in that guy. He's amazing.
He's
doing it.
You know, guys, this is the only podcast where I've openly smoked weed on.
Happy to be your first.
Yo,
we will take your B and we will take everybody's B as long as you're 18 or up.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna call it getting high with sodomized. Why not, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We need
getting high and sodomized.
Getting high and sodomized. That's
high,
it.
Getting sodomized. Getting so fucking high. Yo, quick thing.
Sodomized. Yeah, you can run with the name forever. There's just a million jokes.
There's so many things you can do, bro. And it's genius. You know, it's so good.
How long was the band together before you came along, Mason?
Like 8 months.
Okay.
We're going to open up a can of worms.
Can we address a little bit of something? We're not going to get super into it, but...
Yeah.
I was brought into the band completely, you know, on a whim. And I, you know, have a professional outlook on the way that I do things for my music. You know what I mean? I want to create content. I want to create things that exist, you know, that people can watch or people can read.
Not just talk about creating things.
And our original rhythm guitarist, he parted ways with the project because he didn't agree with our name. He said, I won't be part of something that has any correlation with butt sex. And
was he Christian?
Masculinity right there is about this thing.
Dude, I bet his dick is huge.
Was he a church kid?
What is it?
Was he a church kid or something?
No.
He just has a really small wiener.
That's not going in. I brought in more people, more professional people, Vanna, Damon, you know, they were both parts of it, and we had our bass player, and, you know, things were fine, you know, at the start, because we were like, okay, you know, he has his own personal things that he's dealing with, you know, he has, you know, a lot of things on his plate, as it is outside of the music, so we can't really be mad at X, Y, and Z, you know, the different situations that were. But as time went on and we started getting more serious, he, through no fault of his own, was not in a position to proceed business as usual with the band. We're not mad at him for leaving. We aren't really the biggest fans of how it was handled after the departure, but that's nothing that we can change.
At the end of the day, I still wish him well.
Yeah, we still wish nothing but the best for him and his own personal endeavors. He is a good person, like a fundamentally good person. But there were just things that he couldn't commit to, you know, and things that, you know, he just couldn't afford through no fault of his own. You know, and we understand that, and we have no bad blood. We have no anger towards him whatsoever. We have since brought in a new bassist and a drummer full time. So we have done things as professionally as we can do them. So now, you know, everybody's on the same page, everybody's working, everybody's moving forward, and things are just sailing.
The communication is beyond
normal, like, normal realm of band. Like, these people will, like, these people that are in our band that will come to talk in the chat will bring their personal issues and bring the things that they're struggling with and bring, you know, so much vulnerability. And it's amazing that a group of people can get together and just be best friends.
It's a family. If I can't flip off my brother and tell him that quit making me chug, then what the fuck is it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it takes to succeed, man. You need that attitude together. You need that, like, team bonding. Super important to keep the ship together when things actually get hard.
Oh, yeah.
Because things will get hard. There's going to be a point when everyone's stressed out, right? And you need to keep going. Oh,
we're going to end up having a fist fight and then ganking.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever's happy.
Yeah.
Like, sure. I'll just, if one of these guys really need it, I'll eat ass.
Yes.
We're family. Right? That's what we do. Incest is best. Put Bubby to the test.
Man, this is
dead.
This makes for good radio. You guys are the best guests I've ever had, I think.
Yeah, we really appreciate that, dude.
Yeah.
We try, man.
It's one thing.
Oh, let Chase know that we're home. Jesus Christ, please.
The best thing you can do, or the best thing you can hope for as an interviewer, are people who are willing to just open up right off the gate, and we're just like, there's no small talk, we're just boom. And that's, it's rare, so thanks, guys. It's fucking dope.
Small what? Small what?
Small talk. Small talk. Talk.
Small cocks?
No small talk.
Yeah,
small
cocks. No small cocks allowed.
All cocks.
Exclusively micro.
Hey, probably
not. Damn,
I'm gonna have to go get my battery.
Absolutely not. No.
What?
100%.
What?
All right. Ask if you have questions after. I'll be right back in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, time to fap.
Oh shit.
Check.
The hit was strong.
Good.
Take my ass.
We were strong with this one. Our drummer's like freaking out. We haven't told him when we got home. It's like, hope the drive's going well. We've been here for like 45 minutes.
So I guess like you just have to go back and get back to work and normal life. Like tomorrow, you said, right?
It's always weird. Anytime you do anything musical like this, you go out of town and you come back, you can go back to your normal 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And you know, we hear about touring articles, I talk about it, going back to their home life and stuff, and going back to their job, how strange. You get into this band mode for a minute. And, you know, this was only 3 fucking days, but, you know, imagine when we're out for 2 weeks and then when we're out for a month or two, it's getting really weird to go back home and go run a press or pack a box.
It's just back to mundane things. Yeah. I think sometimes, like, the more mundane my life gets, the more music I end up doing just to counteract the stress of the work. It's like sometimes you work harder at your hobby because you're working so hard in life, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you work so hard at both, you get so burnt out, you can do neither very well.
Yes. Yeah, that's the other side of that coin for sure. So it's finding the balance. Sometimes, though, like, I get really stuck in that mode of just trying to push ahead, and that's when you get sleep deprived, and maybe, like, you'd probably perform more with less work if you just ended up doing the sleeping, you know?
It's tight.
Yeah, that's good. Now, did you get any comments on yours? I'm looking
I can see the screenshots of the comments.
Yeah, here's the weird thing. I'm looking at the post right now, and I don't see the comments for some reason, and I can't click comments.
It's probably my bad.
Search my name in Facebook. Or actually, here, I got you.
I'll just pull up the screenshot, duh.
Yeah, that's what I was like, we can do it that way.
Yeah. It's already there. So clearly, one of the frequently asked questions is how big is your dick?
It's big enough.
Yeah. Biggest advice for a starting vocalist. That's a good question, actually.
If you want to see it, just ask. I have a history of frivolously sending my penis to the world.
To not me.
Oh no.
Me after my hope is.
Are you a dick pic? Are you a dick pic man? Is that what?
I'm a dick pic man.
I'm a dick pic.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, like, I am in the sense that I know how to take a dick pic and make it not look gross. Like,
I take artistic news.
I do. I really do.
You got premiums.
Like, I should make one when I get
We should exchange Mason. We should exchange dick pics. Okay, there's a good question, actually. There's a good question here. And it's the biggest, not the best, but it says the biggest advice for a starting vocalist.
Okay.
What's the biggest? Not the smallest advice, the biggest advice.
Confidence. I back that. Confidence. As a non-vocalist.
Content.
If you don't start out with the end goal of I'm going to be the best that there ever was, then you're never going to get anywhere.
Any musician, and I say musician as vocalist because you're using your throat chords as a tool, as an instrument. You're creating sounds with it. Any musician,
and in my case,
needs
demons
to start. Yeah, he's possessed by a demon, so he's not even evil. You need to have confidence. You can't go in thinking you're nothing just because you're not shit yet.
Yeah.
You are something, and you will become better at it.
Yep.
That's it.
The fact that you have the drive to pick up an instrument or learn vocals in the first place is enough for me to know that you have the heart. You know?
There you go.
People hit me up asking for vocal lessons, and you know, I have my going rate for them, and then they pay me, and then we go on our lessons, and we do, you know, things of that nature. If you want, we can talk about the vocal lessons, like, just a little bit.
That was a good question to bring up, vocal lessons.
Go ahead. Go ahead, talk about your vocal lessons.
Okay, so I tailor-make every single one of my, like, one of my clients. We converse about what I want them to accomplish, like, from my personal standpoint. Like, they send me samples of their vocals, and I hear what they need to work on. And then they tell me the things that they want to work on and the things that they want done and you know, a goal sound and the things that they want to do and what they need help with. So I tailor every single course that I do with every individual client to their need. No two vocal lessons are alike. I just had a good friend of mine book me for 5 2-hour sessions, and he's paying me $100 for it. But my general going rate is $30 for 2 hours and $15 for 1 hour. If you want to do like an even 20, we'll do like an hour and a half session.
That's a great deal.
And for the amount of content that you're getting, I have been doing false chord vocals actively for 6 years. I've been doing vocals in general since I was 10. I have choir experience. I have unclean vocal experience. I have studio time experience. I have live performance experience. You know, every single one of those things are things that I possess. And I've also spent the last nearly 3.5 years studying the biology behind why we can do what we do and what those sounds actually are. I would.
Fucking pussy.
I would. Sodomized cleans confirmed? !
Extra exclamation.
! !
Later.
Fortnite funny moments. Podcast.
So we've got a question from Kyle, and it's lyrically, where do you write from? Is it emotions, topics, interests, or random ideas? I mean, that might just be yes.
Encompassing all.
Yes. Whenever I write something for like a new project, I always like to do something concept first. Mm-hmm. Because it gives me time to read up on the subject and to think about things from a different level, you know what I mean? But I write some songs from very, very dark places, and, you know, I've been through a lot in my life. I've died twice. I overdosed on heroin, and I hung myself are the two ways. I've been clinically dead for 73 minutes. 72 minutes. So I have been through it, you know what I mean? And I understand. And, you know, that's where I write from, is I write from darkness and I write from anger and hatred. We, for the Reaper of Divinity video, whenever we posted it and like released it on Facebook, we said, this is anger, this is Reaper of Divinity. And that's given a lot to my religious background and, you know, being forced to be religious from birth to 18, forced to go to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday evening, every Wednesday, every Bible school, every church camp, all the scripture memory, everything that I had to do. You know, it was written from that place.
So dark.
It really just depends on the song, and it really depends on the piece that I'm working on, and it really depends on the vibe for the band that I'm going for. I just started a beatdown project with a good friend of mine, James Schmidt. He used to play guitar for Betrayer. He and I have started this very aggressive, you know, beatdown, angry, fucking ass-beater music, and we're just writing it from a dark place and a place of anger and a place of hatred. And those are where those lyrics come from. You know, I'm doing conceptual shit with Sodomize, where Rift is about the Cube event in Fortnite. Reaper of Divinity is about the Horsemen of the Apocalypse. You know, I write from many different places depending on the song.
Organ Donor is about...
eviscerating gods.
Well, check it out. It's about someone who would like to resurrect their goddess, and they go between different religions and wars and rip the organs out of the god one by one. And
in an attempt to make it work,
to reanimate their own goddess, and it's called Organ Donor God Tier. It's like the heaviest thing I've ever done.
That's the heaviest concept ever. That's sweet.
OSDM as fuck.
That's a sweet concept, guys. Actually, like,
it's definitely, yeah. So, in answer to the question, TLDR of it is, it depends on the piece that I'm working on, where I write my lyrics from.
Yeah, and so where you are at that particular moment, right?
Shout out to Kyle Milliard, dude. Oh, he's also going to be part of the Iceland tour with his band Siren. Syrin. Shout out to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Kyle Milliard. And I think there's some more. Man, there's so many How Big Are Your Pee-Pee ones. That's crazy.
Cock hungry.
But people want to know. It's like a healthy 6 inches fat, too.
Yeah, it's people like, always forget the importance of the girth. The girth is like, so important.
Okay, so like a bent baseball bat. That's essentially what it is.
It's got a nice curvature.
Yeah, because I am the 1 in 3 that bends up and to the left.
Right, so, right. It follows the curvature of my ass.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He said.
Yeah, and the only other question is basically the same as the first one. It's, other than practice, what's the most important factor in your screams being as great as they are today?
You know what? Honestly, it has a lot to do with breath control you know, dynamics. Stylistically.
You have to understand that there's always going to be someone better than you.
That too.
Until there isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually just tonight released, well, in future me, it's future me, but like past me just released the song on Saturday night. Because people are going to listen to this years from now. Saturday, December 15th, 2018, just released a guest spot for my buddies in Boker, and it's the heaviest thing.
And that's in Boker without the I.
Yeah, that's in Boker without the I. It's N space, V space, O space, K space, E space, R space. Yeah, in Boker.
Are you guys Are you guys on Bandcamp?
We are.
Yeah.
I'm looking for it right here. Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is.
I think they go. Yeah. No.
Sodomizeofficial.bandcamp.com. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. I like how the first lyric there, you actually wrote down like you. Yeah. That's sweet. No, yeah. I've got a screenshot of the album on our stream right now, so anyone who's listening can't see this. So it's Sodomize Official, Sawdmise official.bandcamp.com. And do you have any other links, Twitter feed?
We don't have a Twitter. We do have our Instagram, at Sodomize Official. No underscores, no dots, no nothing. It's just at Sodomize Official, Sawdmise Official. Okay. On Instagram. We do not have a Twitter yet. I don't have time to run that page. We are also going through DistroKid currently. Reaper is being sent out to, I think, 57 different platforms.
Yeah.
Whenever the Spotify link goes live, I'll send it to you. You can put it in the description of the video.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
We are currently on Google Play, iTunes, Apple Music, and Pandora is vetting us right now. So, yeah, it's exciting shit.
And with the constant slew of content we're going to have, I can't wait for all these fucking media platforms to have us.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. Imagine no words on fucking Pandora.
Ligma's going to be the best.
Ligma's going to be tight.
Yeah, that's a sweet concept. Like, it's a flex song, and it's even called Ligma. It's going to be good.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. I wank so hard on this.
Yes.
I am the best technical death metal writer of the modern era, and I'm still young as fuck.
Change my mind.
Fuck you, Lucas, man.
I am.
Fight me.
The best unclean vocalist of the modern era, and I'm still hella young. Change my mind.
You know what's awesome, though? The fact that the band took that and made shirts with it. Like, he embraced
Oh, yeah, that's genius. You turned around and that was
beautiful.